Notes of the Week of Prayer, Number 3, July 3rd, 1898. Wednesday morning meeting at the church. On Wednesday morning, we had our third precious meeting. Our people are scattered, many of them living miles from the place of meeting. We did not expect these to be present, but we often wished they could have the privilege of these morning meetings. We have always realized the special blessing of God in thus meeting together to seek the Lord. God has promised, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst." Matthew 18, verse 20. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. If these are not recognized now, they will be in the future. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Malachi 3, verse 16-18. After a season of prayer, all that were present bore their testimony. And these, we were assured, the Lord hearkened to and heard. For the testimonies were of a character that God could be pleased with. They were humble and earnest, and acknowledged the blessings received. It is to such testimonies of confession, coming from the heart, that the Lord is pleased to hearken, and to have recorded in the book of his remembrance. During this week, W.C. White had an attack of influenza, and although unable to speak from hoarseness, he accompanied me in the early morning exercises. He would not consent to remain at home, but attended all the meetings. We felt an intense desire that all that could possibly be done should be done to make these meetings that which God would have them. We knew of ourselves that we could do nothing, but that if we would do the part appointed us by God, and which he had a right to expect of us, we might expect him to be our efficiency. Every soul who will, in contrition of heart, become sensible of his defects of character, and will personally approach the footstool of mercy, every soul who will believe that the Lord is listening to every word he utters in repentance and confession, who bears his heart for his inspection, will receive the fulfillment of his promise. Let him take hold of my strength and make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. The Holy Spirit makes the conscience faithful to do its entrusted work. Precious are the promises made to all who believe in God's word. For thus saith the High and Holy One, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the hearts of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James 4, verse 8, 10. In this promise, there is also encouragement for the erring. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 7-9. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3, verse 12, 13. It was for this purpose that the week of prayer was appointed, that we might seek the Lord, confess our sins, and come into the position of the contrite ones, who will be favored of God. We tried to present these matters before our assemblies, and we are sure that many souls were revived and comforted and blessed.